brief love note to Bruce. Belfast, 10th of August, 1981. I'm on holiday with my family. I'm also 10 years old today, and my dad has taken me into the town centre to spend my birthday money, a rather impressive £10. The music section is a loud, glitzy, primary coloured carnival, each float festooned with album sleeves I recognise from my older sister's collection, her hero staring down at me with flipped quiffs, shoulder-length curls and plaid trousers. I want heroes too. I wanted someone impossibly romantic to stare down at me and make me feel like I was the only one. Then he caught my eye. An angular face, scruffy hair, checked shirt, staring out with haunted eyes from a blue-tinged frame. The name and title knifed onto the sleeve. I almost didn't buy it. "Are you sure, son?" asked Dad. "Yes, of course I am. He's brilliant," I defend. "Who is he?" frowns Dad. And secretly, I have no idea, but I have to find out. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band have featured on the soundtracks of almost every life event. I've married twice, fathered three times, comforted, grieved, and celebrated to any number of his songs. I've defended his politics, his almost pathological gigs, his style, his vocals, and his reputation to the point of nearly losing friends. In fact, when at school in Herefordshire in the mid-80s, I was bullied quite heavily, and one of the names I was called was Springsteen Boy. I took comfort from that, and him. Between 1975 and 1984, Springsteen produced a run of albums of such staggering quality. Born to Run, Darkness on the Edge of Town, The River, Nebraska, and the era-defining Born in the USA. I would listen to every cassette on rotation, banqueting on the melodies and lyrical tapestry. I was word perfect on every song. Full comprehension of the lyrics came later in life, but I somehow empathised with the fear, fun and confusion his characters experienced. Those cassettes are now living in a box in the loft, along with the t-shirts, tour programmes, bootlegs, picture discs and books. CDs get passed through the car occasionally on a nostalgic whim on a sunny day, but it's not right. Bruce Springsteen is not for me. He belongs to a younger man. And that man will always love him and his music deeply.